going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning following a games last night. Of course, Flyers and 76ers both in action. Flyers with the win. Crazy ending in the end, the shootout. Sixers lose. They wilt down the stretch. Competitive game for a while, but a wilt job by the Sixers and by many of their key players. We'll get into that. Of course, the NFL playoffs on this upcoming weekend. Andy Reid in the Final Four, if you will. We got a national champion in college football, LSU. Incredibly impressive last night. Look, we'll get into all of it with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. And by the way, spring training in less than 1 month. How about it? Again, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
Did you know that vanilla is the extract of orchids? Fermented and dried pods of several species of orchids.
Yeah, I don't even know what, like, five different words you just said even mean.
Really?
So, you know, I don't know. I heard all sorts of stuff and pods and orchids.
Hey, wasn't orchid a word that
you
didn't know?
Yeah, I was literally just trying to look for it, yeah.
That was one of those things that you guys...
An orchid is like an exotic flower.
Yeah, I remember the guy brought the flower to me at the Flyers game.
Yes.
And he presented me, I think it was him and his wife, presented me with an orchid.
And that's
and
vanilla.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, and what happened to the orchid?
It died.
The orchid is dead.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think I did with it? You think I
watered
that on a daily basis?
Like, yes,
yeah,
took care of the living creature?
It.
No.
The living thing?
Why
just
would you?
Water it.
Just like a little
little
fishy thing you'd get when you, like, back in the day at the carnival in the summer.
It's not hard,
make the
show.
Well, because you wouldn't make the shot. You wouldn't get the fish. But I'd get the fish. Fish would die in, like, 2 hours. That's what happens. It's okay. I'll tell you what's not okay. Sixers basketball right now. It's a mess right now with the 76ers. Look, we'll obviously take your reaction on everything that happened last night. Both games, Flyers win, nutso ending. I've never seen that. I don't know if it's happened. I've never seen that where the opposing player or any player overskates, you know, on a shootout, overskates the puck but touches the puck. It technically counts. Flyers win the game. It's a crazy way to get 2 points, and it was a great comeback by the Flyers last night. So obviously that's on the table at 888-729-9494. So, too, is the 76ers' most recent performance. Look, no shame in losing to the Indiana Pacers. I want to be really clear about this. No shame losing to the Indiana Pacers on the road without Embiid. Obviously, the Pacers are a good team. They're not a great team. They're a good team. And it was a competitive game, and last night the Sixers, you know, put forth good effort. So it's not an effort issue. They just don't get the job done. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to put this here. Ben Simmons is an issue. Brett Brown is an issue. Fit issues are issues. They are faltering to the point of teetering. They are the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. Like, this is ridiculous that we wake up today, halfway point of the season, and all of these issues exist with the 76ers. Now, look, we got to get into this at 888-729-9494, because amongst many other things, I wonder, and I'll ask you and John and everyone, what would you do? I mean, we all watch these games. If you're running the 76ers, what are you doing today? Because something's got to change. It's not working. Now, I'll tell you the thing I would do, and I got a lot of thoughts about a lot of people, and there's a lot of moves that probably ultimately need to be made. But to me, and I've resisted this for a long time, John, and I take absolutely no pleasure in this, but I do think it's time for Brett Brown to go. You guys know I'm a huge Sixers fan. You guys know I've been a defender of Brett Brown, an admirer of Brett Brown, and I'm still an admirer of Brett Brown. I think he's brought something special to Philadelphia. The way he presents himself, the club plays hard. You go back through all the years of tanking and the way that he kept the guys going. I'm an admirer of Brett Brown as a person and as a competitor, but it's not working. And the bottom line is it's the first domino that's got – you got to – shake this thing up. Brett Brown's got to go. And that's a shame. I take no pleasure in saying it. Look, obviously I'll hear from everyone at 888-729-9494. It's just the pieces aren't fitting and he's the one putting it together. Got to go.
I mean.
Got to go.
You're overlooking the real problem. I mean, what is the root of everything that ails us? Our offense can't score. Our offense is unconventional.
Yeah.
We're built to be the big and burly defensive team,
yep.
But we can't shoot to save our lives. The bottom line is when you really dig deeper, the regular season is just setting up for the postseason, at which point we will automatically fail year after year, no matter what, because we have a point guard who's not really a point guard, but insists on being a point guard and can't function in a half-court offense. So that's what we've got. No matter who the coach is.
Yeah, Ben's a huge problem.
It doesn't matter. No one can make this team work. Regardless, like it's Brett Brown, there's some blame there because you couldn't motivate this guy. But I believe at this point, no one can.
Well,
Ben Simmons is everything, the root of all evil for this team.
Look,
I hate to say it, but man, I'm tired.
Star Wars terms.
I'm just tired. I can't watch it. It's disgusting.
It's really aggravating.
Because
it really
it's
is.
Predictable.
Well, I'll tell you this, Sean, and again, 888-729-9494 if we're really digging. And by the way, it is halfway point of the season. If you don't know, they got to the halfway point last night, and they got so in terrible fashion. I do agree with you, John. Ben Simmons is the biggest problem. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But there's more with Ben to grow with than with Brett to grow with.
And, seriously?
And you need someone
do you really
else to try.
Believe
you gotta trust
that there's
someone.
Growing to be done? Ben has been, it's really been 4 years.
Oh, four years. I get it, yeah. He doesn't shoot. He refuses to shoot the ball.
How long do you wait? And meanwhile, while you're waiting, his value is declining.
It is declining.
Do you realize all of his stats across the board, points, assists, rebounds are declining.
Yeah.
They're getting worse. He is still perceived by most to be an elite player.
Yeah, he's not.
So now's when you've got to move him. Because if we keep sitting on this, it's only going to get worse from here. That's the way I view this. Last night he came out like gangbusters.
Yep.
Wow. It looked like he actually accepted a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm, it did, yeah.
But then what happens in the second half?
Game slows down, half-court offense, and again, he totally disappears. Totally disappears.
It's just, it is so, it is what it is. It is what it is, and it's not changing. No matter who the coach is, Ben is the root of the problem.
All right, so look, 888-729-9494, if we're to really evaluate this. To fire Brett Brown, to trade Ben Simmons. I mean, ultimately, there's a real possibility both happen. I'll tell you this. I get John,
you know
every
what?
Single thing
you.
You're
both,
saying.
Both
will
be
probably happen.
But optimal.
But here's the thing, and this is just the way I look at sports in general, but for sure the NBA more than any other league. Coach got to go first.
Why?
Coach got to go first. Because there's too much
not
natural.
Not when there's an urgency, because you've got to deal this guy while his value is at its highest. It's only going to get worse from here.
Listen, the players got to be kept, and the coach has got to be gone, there's got to be a new coach to try with the player. Like, this is a classic NBA situation where in the end, and I think you hit it, in the end, I'm talking 2 years from now, there's a good chance both guys aren't here. But I've got to try a different voice to try to motivate, inspire.
I thought that,
I don't know, to draw it out of Ben. And listen, it might not work. But I got to try to draw.
Meanwhile, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, let someone else try to be a better player.
Yes.
Are we really going to keep doing this? Are we really going to keep?
Well, they haven't tried it yet, John.
Let's line someone else up. And when that doesn't work, because Ben is who he is and does what he does and plays his game no matter what, we're waiting around watching Joel Embiid injure himself, shorten his career.
Yeah.
I mean, Joel is not going to be I love Joel. We all do. Does anyone really think he's going to be around for the next decade?
No.
Because he's not.
No, he's not.
We have a window here. Just like you talk about with an NFL quarterback, like you got to strike while the iron's hot. Well, it's not just like it. But we do need to try to construct the best functional team around Joel right now. And we know Joel and Ben can't coexist successfully the way to like where Joel is operating at max effectiveness and efficiency on the court. We know it's like, well, maybe they can get there if Ben does this. Well, Ben's not doing this and he's not gonna. The window is now. to get rid of him while his value is still something.
Yeah, and it is declining.
And while Joel is still available and his best. You want to win a championship? This is what you got to do.
Yeah. Look, 888-729-9494. How to address the Sixers thing? I mean, let's go back here about 6 months ago. All season was happening. They had gotten to the second round, game seven of the playoffs. They, you know, some moves obviously made in June or July. And there was a belief that the Sixers, and I was one of them, John was one of them, James was one of them, millions were one of them, one of millions, that the Sixers are the best team in the Eastern Conference. Here we are, January 14th, halfway through the first month of the year. They are the sixth seed in their conference. Forget who's the best team in the league.
Yeah.
They are the sixth seed in their conference. And this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is not a conference that has Golden State with Durant and Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond in it. This is not a conference that has LeBron James in it. This is a pretty wide open conference. Now, Milwaukee, to their credit, man, that team knows how to play regular season, and they're a very good team. Are they truly great? I'm still not really convinced, honestly. But they obviously put together awesome regular season play, and they've shown you something. At the very worst, the 76ers should have the second-best record in the East. And yet here we are, halfway through the season, in the sixth hole of a weak Eastern Conference, with teams like Boston, who we thought the Sixers had passed above them, a team like the Miami Heat, who we pretty much view as a joke.
Yeah.
They signed Jimmy Butler, or actually they technically trade for him from the Sixers. They're ahead of him. So,
amazing.
It's really not good. So what to do? 888-729-9494. I agree with John's assertion that Ben Simmons is the main problem. But I think the coach has to go first. I've got to try. John, you brought up, you know, like, what are you going to keep doing? Cycling through coaches? Well, you know what? Let that be a problem for down the road. They haven't done it yet. They actually have not tried another voice since Ben Simmons was drafted by the Sixers. It's been one voice as the lead guy. And guys, I love Brett Brown.
And we're told Brett,
I think he's
has
a wonderful person. I understand.
With
I don't,
Ben,
but
right?
I don't care about any of that. I don't care about any of that.
I think that is the part of the problem. Like
it,
major part.
It
of the
might
problem.
Be. I mean, like clearly, Brett is not drawing out from Ben Simmons what we all need drawn out. And you know what? Maybe it's impossible. It actually might be proven 10 years from now that Ben Simmons had six different coaches with three different teams and no one could get it out of him.
Who knows Ben better than Ben? Like, Ben Simmons knows his game. He knows what he's capable of and what he's not. Ben knows. Some people just can't shoot, man.
Yeah, ben but he's a can't but he's afraid shoot. To fail.
John,
well,
yes.
He's two for two
and
this
he
year.
He will fail he's because two, he's yeah. afraid to.
But remember this. He's two. Think about
he's
this.
He's a bad shooter, and that prevents him from shooting.
He is a bad.
So he's not going to get better.
He is a bad shooter, but he's actually two for two in a half-court set this year when he catches the ball and rises up for a regular three-pointer that's not an end-of-the-quarter heave. He's 1,000%.
Wow.
I'm not saying guys he'd be six for six. I'm certainly not saying he'd be 30 for 60. What I'm saying is, if it's like it was Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky had the famous quote probably 30 years ago. What was it?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That was about hockey. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And I guarantee Ben has heard that speech 10,000 times.
You know
times.
What? He needs to hear it from a different voice.
Really?
All right, 888-729-9494. What
you're
to do?
Time,
if
Joe.
You're running the Sixers, what to do? Ben out, Brett out. What do you do? Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. We'll get into the Eagles, the Flyers, again with a victory last night. National championship game in college football that ended very late. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about
it's
it all.
It's actually still going on. In
it's
case
still
you
going
know.
On.
Yes.
It ended today, by the way.
Jeez.
That was awful last night. It was a great game. It was awful how late it ended. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
I'm so Philly proud having played here and now working here, and I love the home team. I also choose the home team at Parx Casino as my sports book of choice. They're right here in Bucks County, the only sports book that's run by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Are you ready for the conference matchups this weekend? Tennessee is +7.5 points in Kansas City. Wow. That, what a story that is. Mike Vrabel, that running game. But Andy, this could be the year. San Francisco at home is giving 7.5 points to Green Bay. I know that sounds crazy, but San Francisco is that good. So many ways to wager. You got spreads, props, parlays, teasers, live in-game betting. And so many of you great Philly fans have already joined me in the home team. My team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook right here in the Delaware Valley. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as account credit. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.